I was still dead.
Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Accent On with Alona Europa, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Hello, Ilona Europa, Accent On, every Monday from 6 till 7 p.m. Pacific time. And it's crazy hot outside, and it's really, really crazy hot inside of the studio because my heart is so beating warm and strongly for the guests that I invited to the studio right now. You know, so it's just so special when you meet somebody after many, many years of not seeing and have memories, and you meet them like 30 years later and it feels like we never left each other's side. And I will be talking to my really, really good friend. I can tell her name, Renata Rozmus. Hi, Renatko.
Hello, hello, hello.
Close to microphone. I can spell you. I can even spell your name.
Mostly, can you?
Yes, mostly my guests have very unusual names. Then I'm like, huh, you better introduce yourself. But with you, your name is written in my heart, like I said. We'll say why a little bit longer. But again, nice to see you after 30 years
so
almost.
So nice to see you too.
We are so happy, girls. I just
almost want to cry.
We will cry a little bit. No, we will not. We are not crying. But she's not only my friend, which that's good enough. She is just amazing musician. We were studying the same music academy. And she also sings, but she plays on?
Electric violin.
And when we were studying, that's not what you were doing. You were schooled in it already. When you were young, right away you wanted to.
Well, I did study violin since I was six, the classical music.
Classical music.
But and then I finished college. Also, I did still study violin, but also study voice.
We'll be talking about this. But you are here right now in Los Angeles for a few days. Mm-hmm. You have a reason why you are here. We will talk about this right now. I try to introduce my friends, and you had some shows. Mm-hmm. And you have with you your friend, who is also a musician, because you had some shows together.
Yes.
Okay, closer to microphone. What is your name?
Hi, I'm Daniel Murdy.
Hi, Daniel.
It's nice to meet you.
And I know all your family is also musicians, yes?
That's true, they are, yes.
And we'll talk a little bit. You'll be plugging in your band, your name.
Sure.
And it's so funny because we spoke to each other for a few minutes and we right away found connections. We have
right off the bat.
Right away. We know people who know people and we like people, the same people we like a lot.
Absolutely.
You don't like some people.
Sometimes. You know, Wadek, I'm not telling you, I really sometimes do not like people. Really, more and more. And that's, I wasn't like that before. It's like I loved everybody. Now I'm like, is it worth it to like this person? I don't think so. This person
sometimes
is nice.
Not.
Then maybe, no, then I try to, older I'm getting, try to shorten my energy into trying to like
your
everybody.
Circle of people?
Yeah, but it's very small.
Mostly the circle goes.
Mostly it's so smaller, smaller. Dog and dog and dog. I love my dog. Daughter.
Who doesn't?
Exactly.
You know, who doesn't dog? You know, these two wonderful creatures never broke my heart. And I have a few friends who are coming always to my show. And you are one of them. And we are talking to Vladek Yushkevich.
Yushkevich.
Who is very, very important guest, especially in this month and next month and next month.
And next month.
And it's like we don't see each other. We know I like you a lot. You know it. We know each other for like 20 years, I think, right now, or maybe 19, something like that. And you are, like I said, important person in a Polish community and in LA community and outside of LA community. You are a director of Polish Film Festival in LA, in Los Angeles.
Polish Film Festival, Los Angeles.
Los Angeles. And this is your, how many years?
This year is 18th edition.
18 years. I know you say, oh, I don't do this single-handed, but I know that I don't think so without you, this festival.
This is 18 and a half edition.
Yeah, because you had it in middle. I remember
one
this year.
One year we have one festival and half festival.
And that's a cool. 18 and a half years, 18 years every year, mostly in October.
Not exactly. We started in November, then we moved to end of April, and right now in October.
Okay, then I like you. Then we are already very clear. This is the person that I like. It's a very small group of people that I really, really like.
Okay.
And of course, I love what you do.
It's good to establish that.
Yeah, especially since everybody I'm knows. Sitting between the two of them, too.
Okay, everybody. Now, right. We are clear. But it's not easy. I'm sure it's not easy because when we come to Egyptian theater every year and lots of people come and enjoy red carpet and opening and gala and everything is so smooth, goes smoothly, and you look hard, we look hard, everybody's looking great, we are eating great food, we just love this festival. But cannot be easy to put together this big event. How do you do that?
I don't know.
I love you.
You know, we're still before the 18th and I'm already working on the 19th, so
yeah.
There is no break for preparing this event, to know what's going on, what films, what people, and it's not only about films from Poland, but films made by Polish people here and abroad, and about people who are making film a Polish subject. So to put all this thing together is not easy things to do, but somehow, you know, from year to year, we're showing more films. Last year we showed 81 films.
81 films.
Yeah, I even was surprised myself.
In a period of?
A period of 9 days.
81 films. You know, that's an amazing amount. Because it's not like everybody can just, hey, can you play my film? Can you screen my movie? Can you? That's not how this works. Please
no,
tell us.
Partially, it works like that. People, you know, asking to show the film, but eventually,
you can ask, and you don't ask, you don't receive.
Eventually, you have to make a decision, and this is the worst part of preparing the festival, because you have to tell some people, I'm sorry, your film is not in the program.
Wow.
And it's. Right now, I'm trying to increase number of films and increase number of screenings. And so probably this year it will be more than 81.
Wow. Okay, but you need to tell us a little bit more, because the selection of the movies, like you said, is in a way complicated. You have a lot of judges.
We start... In 1999, and there was just screenings, and then we start doing competition, and right now we have competition in 5 categories: feature films, short films, animation, documentary, and music debut.
Okay, that's a lot of categories,
and each category we have a different set of jurors, so this is another challenge to
find the jurors
who wants to watch the films, judge them, and then come to the opening. So,
yeah, you know, you will think that this is like, wow, I want to be a juror. But you say it's a time. I know that people don't have time, and sometimes they just don't care about saying good things about somebody else. And it's like, why do I need to?
Up to now, I think we are lucky, and people are... Another way, we have different system.
Okay.
It's not jurors, we're not watching the film during the festival. They watch the films before the festival, and we announce the winners at the opening gala.
Ah, then you have like special pony who is taking all these great movies and just deliver to the houses of people or
and
via
always
post
this
office.
It's important to choose the film for the opening. It sets somehow,
yes.
You know, the
feeling.
Feeling the atmosphere. Mm-hmm. And this year we are screening The Art of Loving.
I want to know Art of Loving, not only as a movie, but will I learn something?
Probably you might.
Probably you remember the lady, Wisłocka.
Yes.
And this is a movie about her.
Okay.
About her trying to publish her book, which is very difficult because there was the communist time and everything was censored. And everybody in center committee of the Communist Party were reading the book, but they didn't want to release because, you know, always the sex, it's a taboo. People don't want to name whatever the sex organ are, so they don't use the name. They use different words. And at the same time, they're afraid to talk about the problems, and she was kind of open with that. At the same time, she has her own problems. So this film is not only about her book, but at her life, how she deal with the sex, which she was trying to help other people, helping herself at the same time.
Wonderful. Well, now everybody, after announcing this movie, people are just buying tickets and to the gala, and everybody will know this movie. We really need to learn a lot.
I hope so.
We will. Better. Okay. You are right. Why I'm saying like that? Because the public who is coming for Hall Festival and for the opening night, it's just not only Polish people. We have mixture of everybody's.
The audience is, it's let's say right now, 50-50, the Polish-American and American audience. And to get the audience, it's not very easy, especially in Los Angeles.
You have a lot of events.
Because during the year, we have 300 film festivals, just film festivals, but there are other festivals too. And other problem is that people don't like much to read subtitles. So the audience, it's shrinking and shrinking. So to get them into it. But I think we are doing fine, and especially bringing people from the industry, introducing them to the Polish cinema, to Polish history, to Polish subjects, and which are not that different than here.
Yeah. But Polish cinema is pretty known and has very high opinion in the world. But I think people, maybe this is mystical, if they come to the festival, say, I wonder what I will see. But I think they come with this opinion that will be something good right away. I really, really think that.
I think they're kind of surprised that they're telling me, oh, we didn't know that this kind of movie was made in Poland.
Yeah.
So, but if it is something that we have to work in, promote, and then we will have people who will know the films, like the French film or Italian film.
That's why we are here. Every year, I am very close friend with Władysław Juszkiewicz, because that's the 3 months that we are seeing each other a lot on LA Talk Radio Accent On with Ilona Europa show, and you are bringing great guests who are a part of the film festival, and you are coming here to not only promote, but just really talk about this event. And I think people, after a few years, 5 years, I think I have the show, then hopefully they remember a lot already what we were talking before about.
Yeah, the funny thing is that so many people who are coming to the festival, finally, they, like I'm calling, coming out. And, you know, it's that acknowledging that they are have Polish roots.
Wonderful.
Yeah, it's not all. You look at the biography, and there's nothing about a word about Polish roots of Poland, and eventually they're coming to festival, and
they feel proud to be Polish.
They feel proud, and then they're talking about. This is the reason why we established Artist of Polish Heritage Achievement Award last year, and the last year was Loretta Świt. If you remember the MASH. The hot lips, this was her, and she was there accepting the award. And this year we will present the award to Stephanie Powers.
Wow! This name is very, very known. Everybody knows it. Beautiful lady, and she's from Los Angeles, but obviously she's Polish. Her roots are Polish. And oh, wow! Congratulations!
Thank you.
Oh my gosh, I have a picture. No, with Stephanie Power. So please. You make this sure that I will get one, okay? That's really, really good. And I'm also very, very proud because I have a beautiful daughter, 23 years old, who is born in America, and she always feels very, very Polish inside and out. And I, for a few years, I was taking her to Polish Film Festival, and because of food mostly and knowing gorgeous, just good-looking people, they look so hot on the red carpet, and just she knew you and loved you, and that was very nice. But she fell in love with the Polish nights.
You know, and the reason is good. To bring people to the festival. And
it's an event.
And
it's
then you have to bring something that they will come not only for the food, or for example, but for the film.
So. I always tell people first on the food. Mm-hmm. Come on, and a great, you know, red carpet, great look. And of course, about this holiday that everybody really feels proud to be Polish. And like you said, 50-50, we have international right now public, and it's great, great. But yes, my daughter loves the movie, and she loves, she has no problem to read subtitles, and this is part of the magic of this night, and she's looking forward. Now I need to censor this movie first, because she's 23. Can she see this movie?
It's perfect for her.
I'm joking, of course.
It's good for you, too.
That's what I'm looking for. Yes, wonderful. We'll take a little break, and then I think before we'll take a break, let's pitch the day, place, and all these things that people need to know how to get to the gala, opening gala, if people want to be part of the first night. And of course, you will tell us a little bit more for the 9 days how people can survive in a good way this beautiful event.
The festival started on the 18th of October at the Egyptian Theater, and the gala is by invitation only. So this is our fundraising.
Yes.
So if people make donation, then they can get invitation, and the donation can be made by PayPal on our website, polishfilmalay.org, or sending checks. All the information is on the website.
And all of us, we have lots of wonderful friends on the Facebook, and I am very, very happy because in a moment when I put your picture on and a picture of a book, the poster, people start liking and reading more. You know, pictures always change a lot. And you're a good-looking man, and the poster is good, too. And people need to know that the poster shows, what do you call this bird? How do you call this bird? What do we call this bird?
It looks like some type of a pelican or something.
No.
What is it?
This is these things that the children sing and bring babies.
Oh, stork.
Stork. Okay. Yeah.
This is stork sitting on the palm.
Yes.
Sorry, I didn't know there was going to be a quiz.
Me too. Like stork. I'm not using too much, you know, these words.
And in about 3 weeks, all those storks will be hanging on the street.
Everywhere. It's a lot. Yeah, but, you know, people responded right away because I had only information. Then you sent it to me, I think, Sunday pictures or Saturday night. I posted, and we have hundreds of people already liking, responding. And I'm talking to everybody. Please go to Ilona Europa page or Accent on the Facebook, because all information, how to get the tickets, how much you need to pay, is not a lot. $90 is minimum. Yes,
that's so only not to go to the websites, but only we ask to share the information with your friends.
That's what I say. We all have so many friends. Then, you know, don't be angry when somebody posts the beautiful stork. And, of course, Vlada Juszkiewicz, director of the festival, face, because that's very, very important to, you know, visuals that we need to also show with the information about the event. And again, is October 18th.
Egyptian Theater.
Egyptian.
In the heart of Hollywood.
What time?
It's the reception starts at 6 p.m. and the opening is at 8.
And I'm telling you, people, you better be like 10 minutes before because the food is amazing. I will just pitch Polish food. It's just amazing. You know, so beautifully put together, decoration and the choices of food. And alcohol is there, too. And beautiful. Everybody looks so good. But come earlier because food goes fast, fast, fast. And 8 is cut off. Everybody is going to the theater.
Yes, and we have vodka, we have wine, and we have a cocoa liquor, which is chocolate liquor made by Polish.
Oh, my gosh.
If you want to taste something sweet, that will be there.
Lovely. Okay, then sounds now we good. Know. Now we know everybody goes to Facebook and to Accent on or Ilona Europa. I'm posting on 5 of my Facebook pages and repost. And don't be angry if somebody reposts this post, because that's how we want this event to be known more and more in LA every year.
Yeah, we need all the help.
Yes, okay. Boom, boom, boom. Okay, we can play something. What can I play for a moment? Okay, I will play Je t'aime, mon amour. This is, seems like very up to the movie, opening movie.
Exactly.
Then let's a little play, and then we'll talk to my friend and Daniel, to Renata Rasmus and Daniel. And then, of course, we'll talk more about festival. Can I click on the right song? Okay.
Te quiero solo tú. Like every song that I've heard over and over again, leaves in my heart. Tell me again, I love you, mon amour. Solo tú, familiar too. I want to keep in my head, rewind forever the day I met you when my world collapsed under my feet. Make me believe the rest of your life. What is unreal passes us by. I want to stop the merry-go-round, time's running out for you and I have my dream. Come stay with me. The days of our lives side by side, a night filled with love. All I want, the days of our life side by side, at night only dream is all I want. Je t'aime, mon amour, I love you, yo te quiero solo tú. Like every song that I've heard over and over again, lives in my heart. Tell me again, I love you, mon amour, solo tú. I want to keep in my head, rewind forever the day I met you when my world collapsed under my feet. Make me believe you love me for the rest of your life. What is unreal passes us by. I want to stop a merry-go-round, time's running out for you. Stay with me. Je t'aime, mon amour, I love you, yo te quiero solo tú. Like every song that I've heard over and over again, it's in my heart. Tell me again, I love you, mon amour, solo tú, familiar tú. I want to keep in my head, rewind forever the day I met you.
We had an accordion playing on my song. Then I think is a perfect turn into talking about violin and our friendship and your life and why you are here, Renatka. Then how will it start? Okay, when we were all young and beautiful and very, very young, we were 18 years old, we were both studying the same music
but
academy.
Still
nothing
beautiful.
Wrong with your look right now.
I want to say, I think we're still beautiful.
We are very beautiful. That was Katowice, Poland.
Yes.
Very beautiful, beautiful time of my life. I was already married. I had already first child. And I was looking so jealous. And all of you free people who could go back to dormitory after a music academy and just jam and play and just have fun. And I needed to go to train station, drive hour and a half back to my home, take care of my tiny baby. Year old. I think she was 2 years old. Oh, she for the 4 years I was, you know, taking care of my baby. But I like you so much. And I like your husband. We need to say hi to your husband.
Hello.
Pavel Rozmus.
Pavel.
Without Pavel, I don't know if my music career will be in Poland so good, because I won a Polish
festival
in Opole, which is something like America's Got Talent, a Polish version of that. I won number one. I won with Paweł's song, Lullaby song, beautiful, unusual song, and little jazzy. He orchestrated there because he also was studying the same music academy in Katowice. We all three were studying in the school.
Mm-hmm. Can you lullaby the song right now?
No. I can do it melody,
just
but
like
lyrics
that.
Just like that. Yes,
you
I can.
Sang like that.
Yeah. And number one, I won. And we won. We all won, because obviously Pavel wrote beautiful, beautiful, beautiful song. Then Renatka, tell me your life story a little bit. How did you wind up to be in Florida? You know, we didn't see each other 30 years. What was going on with you and your husband?
Long
Pavel
story.
Okay. We listen. We have wine or water.
Yes.
Yeah, and it's very, very nice.
Change into water.
We want to know more. And you have this beautiful, beautiful violin that we will shoot picture and we'll show people. And we'll play one of your song that you play on. Please, tell us about your life.
Well, it's a very long story, but I'm going to make it as short as possible.
Good.
Anyway, right after I finish Conservatory of Music, we came with Jarosław Kukulski to Chicago.
Jarosław Kukulski is very, very known composer.
Very known composer.
Very known, and he wrote a few songs for me too.
He did so many songs.
A very great human being.
Yes, very.
Wonderful friend.
Mm-hmm.
His daughter is a very known singer. His wife was...
Yeah, well,
very
his daughter was
singer
that
too.
Time. She was, I think, 5 or 6 years old.
Yeah.
She came with us to Chicago as well. And we perform in Chicago and Polish clubs for a year and a half. And then...
Pavel was with you?
Pavel, yes.
Your husband?
And then Jarek Kukulski wrócił do...
He went back to
Polski.
To Poland.
Razem...
Yeah, we're speaking English.
Kozakiewicz was a guitar player.
I don't know this gentleman.
I forgot his first name.
That's okay. But it was many, many years ago.
Three members of our group went back to Poland. Okay. Three of us stayed. We formed another group. Jarek was one of them. They went back to Poland.
Okay.
And then we formed another group. And then we went on the road. We've been traveling for 9 years all over the United States, including Alaska. So that was
the typical musician life, but you could learn what America is about.
Absolutely.
Which I did, and
I was fantastic.
Right away in Seattle and then in Los Angeles. And when I was married, really, my life was mostly in Los Angeles. But we all are musicians, and I was missing a lot to tour, to sing, to have my band or orchestra, which in Europe, all of us were doing that too. But I can call this you are lucky or you had not easy life.
We were very fortunate.
You call this fortunate, yes?
Yes, I think very fortunate, because we came from another country and we could... You know, perform in many amazing places. By the way, we play Los Angeles as well, at the Hilton Universal Studio and many other places around here. So that was really great.
What type of music did you play?
We did a little bit of everything.
Yeah.
You know, jazzy
everything
stuff
that people
and
will
rock
like.
And
a lot
dance.
Of originals or just exclusively covers.
A little bit originals, not as depends on what place, but not as much originals. But then we moved to Florida. And then we changed our style a little bit. We start doing smooth jazz.
Yeah.
And so we were very fortunate. We have two CDs on. And then our second CD was number 5 on Billboard. And then we did many concerts. We did concerts for shows for radio and record companies. We did 2 big ones in San Francisco and New Orleans. And then we perform also... A shows promoting the CD we did in New York, Chicago, Miami, Orlando,
typical,
Columbus.
Wonderful life of musicians. And
it was fantastic.
Like you say, you earned this life here too in our country. I'm sure you will be doing the same. You would be doing the same if you didn't move, because we are one of those lucky ones that
that's our life. Music's our life.
We were pretty good and well in Poland too. Happens that our lives went different directions in America.
Sure.
But then you were married when you. Already when you moved to America?
Yes.
You weren't married. And I think we need to also mention that Paweł Rozmus has a sister who is the best friend of mine. From the same time, she also was studying in a music academy in a pub department.
She's a singer. She plays piano.
Dorota Rozmus. And she left Poland to Australia. When last time I saw her to Australia, then everybody was somewhere else, you know, but we all were doing our things. And Dorota Rozmus, she had a very nice show here with me on Accent On, and she's in different zone of making people happy, and we need her very much because, you know, she really knows what she's talking about, and her voice is just beautiful.
Beautiful.
Okay.
Angelic voice.
Yes, angelic voice. It's a wonderful human being. I just love Dorota too. Gosh, I love so many people. Ouch! Life is good. Then, Renata.
Your circle is not that small.
No, it's getting like bigger. I just need to remember how many people I like. Oh, I love.
See?
Okay, cool. Then tell us Florida. Hot there.
So hot.
Oh, gosh. How many years you are there?
Not only hot, but it's humid.
Humid, yeah.
So humid. The humidity 100% is just killing us.
How many years
summertime,
you are there?
Summertime, of course. How many years
it's
I've been
It's good for your voice.
Yes.
Yes, that's
for your
true.
Skin too,
and, your skin.
And for
yes,
your hair.
Your skin.
So I'm not complaining, because when you're in dry climate, it's not pretty.
Yeah.
How many years I live in Florida? I think it's been 20 years.
20 years, yes, and you know. Everybody in support. You are the lucky one because you have Mama with you.
Mama.
Mama.
Yes. Mama.
We need to say hi to Mama.
Hi, Mama.
Hi, Mama. I don't have my mommy with me and daddy Mama anymore in this world. I love them so much. I feel guilty, and I will feel guilty till I die that so many years I had no chance to be with them every day. And that's the toughest things for everybody who leaves their country for whatever reason. Good reason, bad reason, but just that you cannot bring this back these days. And you have Mama with you. What is Mommy's name is?
Natalia.
Hi, Natalia. Natasha, Natalia. Woo! Okay, and what Mama is doing? She just immigrated with you? How does this?
No, Mama. Mama. My mother came later.
Mama!
Mama. My mother came later, but she loves it, and she loves to be here. She's 81. She's still working, so it's amazing.
Okay, no, I need to ask her what Mama is doing. If she's in
the
band,
typical
playing.
Polish woman. She's strong. No, she's not a musician, but she loves music. She
of
never
course.
Been. She did a little bit
birth
theater.
To you.
Back in Poland, she was in school.
And she's taking care of the grandchild. Would you have amazing, beautiful daughter? What is
Thank
her name?
You. Katrina.
Katrina, and we need to also mention Katrina is an artist.
Yes, she is a violinist, and she plays violin and viola. But violin is her main instrument.
Beautiful girl.
Thank you very much.
Beautiful. I saw the picture.
She plays with Naples Philharmonics in Florida.
How proud we are all. You know, we really are doing well. And
well, we have to be proud of our children.
Yes.
Or proud of our dogs, if we have dogs.
Okay, Daniel, I need to find out a little bit about your family, because you are playing, what type of band you are playing?
Well, right now, actually for the last 20 years, I've been working with a tribute band called Fortunate Son, and we do a tribute to John Fogerty and CCR. And we're lucky enough to have been able to perform the show on Access TV, and we're ranked the number one tribute band in the nation to CCR. So it's
okay, CCR, don't be like so cryptic. Some people don't know what means CCR.
Creedence Clearwater Revival.
Yes!
A band from the 60s.
Yes, that's what we need to know. Oh, Vladechko, do you know this band?
No.
Okay, that's okay.
We'll introduce him.
Yes, yes. 20 years, and also your whole family's musicians.
Right. I was introduced to music through my mother, who's a vocalist and guitar player, and mostly worship music. So I had the opportunity to perform with her starting in the fourth grade. and she introduced my older brother to the guitar, and he took to it, you know, like a fish in water, and, you know, full-time professional and teaches, and he wanted me to be able to play along with him, and I didn't play anything at the time, so we decided that I would try the drums, and same thing with me. I just loved it from the minute I picked up the sticks and couldn't get enough of it. So thank God for my mom's side of the family for introducing us to music, because it's been, you know, the greatest experience, I think, you know. So, yeah, that's what I'm doing right now. And also my brother and myself have a recording studio, and we work with other artists, younger artists, and develop or, you know, try to develop songs for them if they come in with ideas and you know, just trying
Okay, yeah. Let's give some pitch to the place, because maybe somebody wants to reach out to you, how we can find you.
You can find us on Facebook. It's Back Alley Recording in Whittier, California. So, yeah.
Okay, that's good. Okay, I need to also mention Władysław Juszkiewicz, who probably doesn't talk a lot about this part of life, but you're very, very close to music, and you're always part of music world in Poland, too. You are a manager of very known singer.
But it started first when I was singing in the choir, when I joined the university, Szczecin Technical University. I joined the choir. And first was the reason to join the choir, because they travel a lot. So, and that time in Poland, it was impossible to.
Yeah.
And the government was using as a propaganda groups which were good, sending abroad.
Yeah.
And so I sang in the choir for 13 years. And then I moved to Warsaw when I know already Maryla Radowicz, because we
very
performed
big
together,
star,
we were together
Maryla
in
Radowicz.
Cuba, etc. So I was her manager for a while. And then there was the disaster in Poland.
Solidarity.
Kind of disaster, but it was the new thing, new lights and solidarity and new system. But kind of didn't believe that time that the changes can come. So I, right away, the beginning of the martial law, I left Poland and came to Los Angeles. And here I was looking for music, for choir, but I couldn't find a group which only didn't sing, but have the nice atmosphere. They have kind of the classical groups are kind of different way than in Europe. So it's what I was missing very much. So I had a friend which was singing in the gospel choir, and which was kind of foreign for me completely. We were singing in the choir in the Negro spirituals, but not gospel. Gospel can be sung only by African American, because they feel the music. We can try to sing, but we cannot. But if I went with them to Assisi in Italy, because our conductor, H.B. Burnham, worked with so many great musicians. At that time, he was working with Barry White, and the choir went together with Barry White to Assisi, and I went with them as a company person, and I found the atmosphere, and I joined the choir. And since then, I'm singing the choir.
Yes, that's.
And the choir sings every year at the opening of the festival.
All American
Polish anthem and American anthem. And a few years ago, they were singing.
Never gets old. This is the coolest part.
They were singing Niemen song, Scene of Warsaw. And so it's that way we spread the, you know, the words about Poland, and they. They went to Poland in 1999 singing with Maryla in Warsaw. Since then, they want to go back, and probably, let's cross fingers, we will go. No. Because we work right now with Mitek Szczęśniak.
Yes.
It was funny, too, because when I left Poland, I didn't know who is Mitek Szczęśniak at that time. And he just got out when I left. And there was a situation that I was at the Polish bank, the Polish credit union, Polam, and they said, Mitek Szczęśniak is coming. I said, so what?
Yeah.
And
nice name.
But I went there.
Very non-Polish, beautiful,
he was working
voice
with Wendy Waldman, which her publicist was renting a space in the building. And when they said that they will record something, I said, do you want the choir? And they looked at me like, no, why not? And that time, H.B. Barnum was working with Aretha Franklin. So for me, Schenstein was like, wow.
Yes.
And since then, we're working together. We were recording. We record with Marilla, too, in the distance, because now we can do this. Mm-hmm. You don't have to be there. So this is how we are connected to Poland, through the choir and to my connections and new connections.
I'm so happy that people can also learn about this part of your life. Yeah, because maybe not so many people knows. You don't talk a lot about that, but music is a very important part of your life.
I think so.
We learned that.
Yeah.
Okay,
about
then.
About music talking, people asking what kind of music you like. I said, good music.
You're right.
that's a good
invitation to listen to the good music. We know that government only allowed good people leave our country. Then we are good. But the music that Renata plays, now we can listen to. Then I have this song that is ready for a ride. And we'll be playing. Yay! I wish you can play live with us. But we have recordings. Second, bravo! We also need to mention that Paweł Rozmus played on
flute.
Yes, which
keyboards,
means?
Keyboards. And
yeah, family who plays together stays together. How many years you are married?
Many.
But all, not too
that's
many.
That's not what I'm going to say.
What a safe answer that was.
Yeah. Yeah, Pavel. No,
don't hold the number because it's
just a number.
Number. But it's good to say how many years because people can believe that you can be with one person so many years.
Yeah, more than 30.
I was my friend yes. for 30 years. So
it's yeah, beautiful. I know. You know, congratulations on everything, Renatka. Renata Daniel, and I know you and your husband, Pavel Rozmus, has also a record company, yes? Mm-hmm. Name. Could you tell us a little bit? Because maybe somebody wants to talk to you, find all of you. Then give us a little pitch, how we can find and get in contact with you. And Pavel Rozmus, probably he's your manager.
He is.
Okay, good. Hi, Pavel.
In a way. Well, kind of, in a way. Yes. I mean, he's a... And our manager, he promotes us together, you know.
Wonderful.
So we have, we have a studio as well in Fort Myers. And it's called, the record company is called Face 2 Face Records. Face as a number 2 records.
Wonderful.
So if anybody would like to get in contact with us, please do.
Wonderful.
We are on the website face2facerecords.com.
And it's so cute because I just listened to one of your artists, Pavel post some mm-hmm. short video, and he is amazing.
Amazing.
I think very mm-hmm. good voice. Can we mm-hmm. give him a little bit already? Can you talk about a little bit about him?
About him?
What is his name?
Well,
name.
His name is Quentin, but we call
Quentin.
Him Q.
Q. That's
and
very cute.
He's that's what we want to talk. He's really great. Yes, I actually saw him in high school musical. And I was part of it. I was playing violin, and I saw him on the stage. And I talked to Paul, and I told him. I said, "This
boy has
voice, a really interesting
He's
voice.
He's got beautiful voice, and I know something good will happen. Mm-hmm. You know, because of all of us meeting right now, and who knows? You know,
you never
like
know.
I say, why we are here right now for what the moment? But moment is beautiful. Then
beautiful.
One more time, we are talking to Renata Rozmus. If people want to find out more about Renata, I have. All her bio and record company name, then everybody can go to the links, learn more, and just get in touch with them. Also, we have your name, second name is? Because
Murdy, Murdy.
And again, name of your studio?
Back Alley Studio.
Back Alley Studio,
yes.
And you are tribute band too?
Yes, that you can find us there on the internet too, fortunatesontribute.com.
Wonderful. And of course, you both were playing shows
show.
Here.
Mm-hmm.
And then when it comes to Władek Juszkiewicz, director of Polish Film Festival LA, again, we are talking about dates. 18th October.
The opening.
at 6 p.m.
We'll start about the festival.
That's the gala.
Talking about music, I forget to mention the name of the choir, Live Choir.
Wow, of course.
If you want to find out something, livechoir.com.
Wonderful. And people need to understand that the Egyptian theater has only a certain amount of seats. And how many?
It's 600 seats, but it's
not always sold out. And not like we know. We just want people and also Władek to be calm and just have this part of the first night already out of his head because he has a lot of things going on, that faster we donate some money and purchase the tickets and be sure that we have everything what we need to just be a part of this great opening night gala at Egyptian Theatre one more time in
Again,
October
this is
18.
No tickets on invitation.
Yes, that's by invitation only. Then explain us that.
And when you do make donation, your name will be in the catalogue. We mentioned that. So
okay, then you don't have to call these tickets. It's just the donation.
Donation for invitation, because we cannot sell tickets.
It's fundraising. Okay.
It's fundraising, yeah.
Then another nine nights, yes.
And then after that, we are moving to two Lemley theaters, one in Noho, Noho 7 in North Hollywood, and second one, Lemley Monica Film Center, where we screen the film for 8 days. And will be 3 screenings a day during the weekday and 5 screenings during the weekend. And we are going to show some films at Northridge University, USC, we are working right now on the East Los Angeles College to be there. And so this is the way we're spreading the word, going to different places and screening special films with special interest, so we can ask people to be a part of the community collaborators and of all kind of subjects. And this year especially we will talk about Poles which contribute to American history. And one of the person will be Tadeusz Kościuszko, which generally nobody knows except the name and how difficult to pronounce, but he was really a very good soldier and engineer building the fort on East Coast, and was the first person who was trying to bring the black people from the slavery. He couldn't be paid for his work, so he decided his salary to, as the president at that time, to use his salary to buy these slaves and them free and give them some land. Of course, it didn't happen because the president at that time was afraid of his constituency. So the money somehow disappeared. But this is one person which we will be talking about, Tadeusz Kościuszko, bringing him back closer to people, not only to American, but to Polish people too.
Yes, to understand why he's so important in both history.
And you Polish know, and if you look at the monuments, Kościuszko has second after Washington monuments in America.
Wow, I had no idea. I didn't know that. Okay, now we are talking about great, great things today. I hope people enjoyed our show. And it's international, but it's close to my heart. It's the best of Poland and Europe in America for sure. And we have also American with us. And, you don't have Polish roots, Paweł?
I do not.
Now no, you have it. No. Now you have it. And hopefully you
don't know.
Yeah.
Well, maybe real deep somewhere.
Then will be more than around 100 movies, probably. You said last year 81, then this year maybe even more.
There'll be
a lot of great stuff. And people, please, not only Polish people, we have 50-50. Everybody's welcome. Food is amazing. You will look amazing for gala because Władek and Polish Film Festival LA needs money. Then please just donate. And I have everything written on Accent on Facebook page and Ilona Europa also.
And we bring movie makers from Poland. And this year, the biggest star will be Andrzej Sewery.
Wow.
Our guest. So it'll be great.
And, you know, I have something to say, too, because I just finished a song that is placed in a movie. That its name is One, called One, with Krzysztof Dębski. And maybe next year will be screened on festival. And I'm so, so proud because my song is closing. My vocalizes are closing whole movie. Very dramatic scene. I just had the pleasure to see whole movie because I just was recording to the scene, but I had no idea what is the movie about. And it's done by Polish director too. Then a lot of great artists, American artists, actors are there. But a movie is silent, not even one word in 90 minutes. Then all they will be very, very big because they are submitting to Sundance right now. But anyway, I just learned about this movie more a few days ago. Anyway, I love you for today. Thank you so much. Again, October 18th, we have a theater
opening of the 18th Annual Polish Film Festival Los Angeles.
At 6, okay? And when it comes to Renata Rozmus, I'm hoping there will be not another 30 years that we'll see each other.
I'm hoping to.
Oh, there will be Susan. Let's cry now.
Then we'll reconnect.
I'm so, so happy. And thank you. Your music is amazing. And hug your husband everybody there, mama, too. Mm. And we'll make a picture because people need to know how great your violin looks. We know how sounds, but that's all.
Violin looks like.
I know, but it's a very beautiful one, especially.
I was looking at the violin.
Oh, it is a different violin.
Yeah, tell us, one second. You tell us.
It's a funky looking violin. It's made by Yamaha.
Yeah, maybe. But, and I also can promise that we'll be filming for like 1 or 2 minutes. Head of Elitok Radio will come with camera and we'll post a little bit. People can just see all of us here and promote the show. Okay, thank you again for today, Ilona Europa Accent on LA Talk Radio. Until next Monday, Władek Juszkiewicz will be back probably on the first on the 11th of September. September, and probably on the third Monday of September we'll be just bringing a lot of guests because people
there
need to
learn.
There
are some filmmakers which make films here in LA.
Yeah, and we have still October that we'll be of course talking about over and over about this event. Thank you for today. Bye.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You're listening to Accent On with Ilona Europa, right here on LA Talk Radio.